We do not need to prep anything. It is recording.
Great. Good morning, Eddie.
You said before we started, you're like, do we need to prep anything? Nope.
Let's you just hit record.
Make the magic. The magic happens when everyone's listening.
That's right. That's right.
Okay. Proper introduction. I'm sorry. You go ahead.
Good morning.
Oh, that's introduction. All.
There is no proper introduction on these. But someone yesterday did call them the quarantine diaries, and I'm so mad we didn't think of that first.
Oh, huge miss.
TSF
quarantine is already a fully realized hashtag, but quarantine diaries was a good one.
It is definitely trending in my mentions.
Oh, 100%.
That's the only place.
On your block in Nashville and in my block in Gainesville, it is the number four trend. And it is wild.
Yeah. It's high. It's high up there. It's doing some work. It really is.
Yes.
Eddie, how are you feeling this morning?
Oh, I'm totally
It's Monday.
Fine.
Let's get to work. Yeah.
That is what I'm dealing
That's
with.
That's surprising because you do historically talk about having a little bit of anxiety.
I do. Yes, I am. I do. I think it's just because, yes, I do feel anxiety about a lot of things, and some of them are founded and some of it is just the storm clouds of anxiety rolling in. But somehow with this whole thing, it's just a little too much. Like, it's almost like, you know, you can't shut down. I'm like, because Brianne, my wife, is in law school and she's right now in class. Doors closed.
Yeah, someone she's on asked the other me side yesterday if they were, if Brie was still having classes.
Oh, yeah. She's in class right now. Even Lucy are reading, and then we've got like a whole schedule for the day, and we're going to have like academic time. And it's a little bit like, you know, that feeling where it's like, no, it's go time. I do not have a chance. I will say, though, hero alert. I think it's important during this time to find the heroes and people that are doing amazing
Let's
things.
Let's do a hero alert every day. That's great. Keep going.
Lower expectations of what I'm about to say. It was a setup for a joke. I'm sorry. But
No, that's still going to happen. We're still going to hero alert just like that.
Hero alert. Last night, I am at the store picking up some things. We're trying to just like not go to the store for the next week, and they're starting to shut down around here. So I go to the store, a cart full of stuff. I'm on my way out, and the guy in front of me, big, tall dude, looks at my cart. He goes, you stocking up? It's like, yeah, you know, just getting what we need. You know, he's making chit-chat. He's like, and, you know, he's doing general coronavirus chat, whatever. And he said, yeah, I'm stocking up too. I'm like, good for you. And then I look at his cart. He had 4 gallons of whole milk, and the rest of it was filled with Ruffles chips.
No.
And I thought, well, he was joking, and I replayed the thing. I'm like, no, he wasn't joking. So all I can do is sit there and watch him check out. And I mean, I'm
What's
telling you,
he gonna do
4 gallons of whole milk and Ruffles chips. Now, granted,
were
Ruffles,
they plain?
No, they were all varieties. He just cleared the shelf. So, hero of the day.
That is shocking.
Milk and Ruffles. That guy.
That is shocking.
I was like, this guy's diet. I mean, he's never.
Did he have a ring on? No way. There's no way. There's a wife in this story.
Funny, I don't check. I didn't check. My radar wasn't up.
Well, it's fine if you don't check. I'm not trying to get you to find me a partner, but I think in this scenario, I'm not. I
did
think
something in your
like
radar
that happened. I would look and see, is there a woman involved here? That's what I would do.
You're like milk and Ruffles.
Milk and Ruffles.
Where are you quarantined
for 2 weeks? Yeah, everyone's very attractive to me right now. No, I'm just kidding.
That's the very. you have camp goggles on.
Yeah, I for sure have mission trip goggles on because I am on a mission trip in my house right now.
Mission
That's
trip
the only
goggles.
Way I'm surviving this. Hero alert from yesterday goes to I have a porch. And I am about 20 feet from the road that drives by my condo.
Yeah.
And so some of my best friends are stopping by and waving at me from the car.
Oh.
And it's just been, and the last one of the night last night was my buddy Riley, and he threw me dark chocolate peanut butter cups from Trader Joe's, one at a time, in the dark. They all hit the ground. I was like, oh, well.
Oh, that's really funny.
But he wins for hero alert because I thought that was so funny to throw dark chocolate peanut butter cups at me in the dark.
That's amazing. And very, very sweet, right?
So people kind. Love you. My friends are so kind.
Anybody that knows you are. You're not. You cannot be ignored. You've got at least throw candy at you.
Yeah. Someone's got to come throw stuff at me. It's surprisingly helpful just to have one or two FaceTime has been great, but having one or two in-person interactions where they go and stand or in their car or stand on the street. And we talk for a couple of minutes has been really, really helpful.
Yeah. Okay. So may I interview you about some Corona things? I have
sure.
some questions for you.
Sure.
One is how physically, because we learned yesterday, how physically are you feeling it? Do you have a fever? Are you
Thank
coughing
you for
at
asking.
All?
Nope. Yep. No symptoms. Feel totally fine. Temperature is still in a healthy zone.
Healthy zone. How is your, how you soul wise, how you doing?
I feel very motivated this morning, which
Ooh,
may
what's
mean,
that mean
for a massive emotional crash about 3 p.m. But this morning I'm like, hey, I've already taken a shower. I dried my hair. I'm really balancing. And I think, here's what I really think, Eddie. I think I'm on the front side of a wave of a lot of us getting to stay home for a lot of days in a row.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm also trying to think through like, okay, how much of my good hair product do I use when it's just Insta story seeing me? But I don't want to just stay and put, I mean, I want to get dressed every day. I don't want to just stay in pajamas. I can't do that for 10 days. I do think it's totally appropriate if you're home for 10 days to take two, like I had pajamas on all day yesterday.
Yeah.
But like, it's a work day. It's a Monday. I need to put clothes on. I think it would feel great for 3 days. One of my favorite memes that's been going around is the one of Donald Duck where they're like, hey, if this is your first time working from home, here's how everyone dresses because he only wears a shirt.
I prefer the Yogi Bear vest and no pants.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
still,
yeah. That's right.
It's whatever you want to do.
It's the idea. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And I love that. But also 10 days in 2 days. And so I can't give in to that.
That's right.
So I feel real motivated this morning. And I just feel this like push to like, what if we all ended this season of coronavirus having spent time trying to be healthier?
Right.
You know, not just giving in to eating like crazy. Now I'm not the boss of anybody's food or drink, except
no, I know
milk and Ruffles. But I'm just like, man, what if we like actually use this well? Instead of giving in to all the things that make us feel better.
No, that's
very
right.
Enneagram 7 thing to say.
But. No, but I, as a 4, I don't know why I agree with it, but I totally do. I mean, it's like when we lived in Seattle, we got great advice from a friend who said, you know, on those days when it feels like you want to curl up and read because it's rainy outside, you have to keep going because it's overcast all the time. Like you can't give in to it fully. Like you can enjoy it a bit, but for me, I'm trying to space it out to like Monday through Friday is go time. Like well, I'm still working. I'm still gonna, but I work from home. So I'm very comfortable with this routine.
Right.
But like Monday through Friday is like, let's get it done. Let's do the thing. 5 o'clock on Monday through Friday is let's chill and do whatever we want to do. Yeah. Like I'm trying to keep some sort of like, I don't want to feel like it's the end of summer break and I'm starting school again. And I don't know how to, how to live. And I've, you know, gained a bunch of Ruffles weight and all that kind of stuff. But it's still hard though.
It's still hard. Yes. Cause I would love to lay on the couch 100%. And I'm going to some, but I also have set my phone alarm that every day at 5 o'clock I either go on my walk or do a yoga or do some sort of working out. Cause one of the reasons I don't in my real life is I always have something to do at night. And so I don't like getting sweaty at 5 and then having to shower again. And so I either go work out before that. I'm not as disciplined about working out. I'm far more disciplined about my social interactions.
Yeah.
I know that shocks you. But but I'm like, well, you can't do that. So you can work out every day. And there's so many workout apps that are letting people do it for free because they're home.
Yes. No, I know. I love my apps. They're the best.
Your Couch to 5K. I downloaded
it. Couch to 5K. Yeah. And Fitbod, FITBOD. Love that app. It's mostly like if you're going to a gym, it shows you, it's like a trainer. It shows you what to lift because I have no idea how to lift, but I like doing it. But it also does an at home version where it's like body weight only. So it's basically like just sort of like yoga, but a little less like that. But I will, you know, I don't know if this story is true or if it's become one of those like lore kind of things.
I love those kinds.
P.S. Because Brianna is in class, I'm on kid duty. So there's a 50-50 chance even Lucy come in and have a question and we're just going to answer that question together.
Yeah, it's going to be great. No, I love it.
So, but you know, when the Chilean miners got trapped, they finally had the opportunity to send down, when they finally dug a hole that was big enough to send down supplies, one of the things that went down in the first shipment, and this was somebody, I think it was a Navy SEAL officer, I'm getting fuzzy on details now, that was in charge of, that helped with like torture and interrogation and knew about what it meant to be isolated. He was informing what should be sent down in the first shipment. And so obviously there were things like cell phones and stuff, but one of the things they sent down in the first shipment to the guys was razors so that they could shave. And of course,
so they could be normal.
That's right. And feel it's that feeling of like, I am intentionally caring for myself that somehow really drastically affects your psychology. And so like, even as we speak, for no reason, I'm wearing my normal work clothes.
But same.
No one will, but it matters, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes. And I just kind of think, well, what if I just, and the app I'm using is called Tone It Up.
And, yes, it is.
And it's a really nice app that costs good, well-earned money for the trainers, but they're doing it for free right now. And I was like, well, I'll just do it every day at 5 o'clock. It just feels like, this is silly, but it feels like this opportunity to like, if we're all going to be home a little extra, let's cook good things in the kitchen. Let's exercise where we can. Let's read the books we've had on our shelves. Like, let's enjoy this while it's also terrible.
Yes.
This is how I feel today. I cried 3 times yesterday, just so you know.
Annie.
Yeah, this is really hard for me.
I know it is. I'm sorry you were so upset. I really am.
Well, one of them is the CDC at the very end of the day, after I'd had a fairly successful day, the CDC released that groups of, you can't gather for 8 weeks with groups of 50 or more.
Oh, that's hard.
Did you see that?
I didn't. I purposefully cut out the news yesterday.
Oh, sorry.
I
was getting, you're welcome. Sorry.
Oh no, I don't mind. I want it parsed by people. It was just too much, you know.
Yeah. And so that means there's no church for people who gather with 50 or more in the traditional way we do church until Mother's Day. And so when I saw it and it meant that we won't have Easter like we've always had Easter, I kind of had a moment.
Oh. Yeah.
It just feels never ending a little bit. It will end. But,
yeah, it also, right now, as I hear that, I'm like, you can't touch that magic. I'm okay a couple weeks
Jesus
in March.
Jesus was still risen.
But I still don't want that, like, I want to get dressed nicely. I want to do the thing. I want to go, and I want us to all be together in that, and the whole, like, Easter is the best.
I said to the guy who sent it to me, is I just said, he's not a big church guy, and I was like, I'm a big church, like, he loves church. He's not a large group of people church guy. And I was just like, I really like big church. I love how our church runs and how we love each other and take care of each other. And that makes me super sad that we won't see each other in a big group setting.
That's just one of those things. Like you can dial it in. You can eat well, you can exercise, you can get dressed and do your work. There's a lot of stuff that you can make up, and you can even do some weekend services online, but there's just some things that cannot be replicated. I mean, that's why movie theaters still exist. There's no practical reason other than there's something about us all being together to watch a movie that somehow makes it better. I think my TV and sound at home is better than a typical movie, but it's just that other people are laughing with me. And there is a lot to be said. And that's the part that really can't be. Yeah, I would be upset about that too. I can see why you would be upset.
So I think we're going to have to learn how to hold both those things. I'm going to have to learn how to hold both those things, that I can cry when I hear that I won't get to see our church gather at Easter, and I can exercise to an app that is free because I want to be healthier when this is done. Both of those things can be true for me.
And for me, I have to hold to the tension of, I'm going to do all those things, but then also when I fail, which I feel like I will, right? Like there's going to be a day where I'm like, I'm just not, you know, this Thursday, I've got just a crazy work day. It's going to be hard for me to like, I feel like I might not be as feeling like I am right now on Monday, but then just be like, all right, no, you got to keep on this. Like, and not just health stuff, but the, like, you've got to reset your mind, reset your body. You've got to keep trying, and it's okay. Like I have to be graceful with myself, I think is what I'm saying.
Right.
Cause typically like if I fail this kind of self quarantine, social distancing thing, I'll just feel like, oh my gosh, now my family's going to get sick and I'm going to be super unhealthy and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, no, this is a hard thing. We're going to take it, not even a day at a time. We'll take it like a half day at a time.
That's right. And that's what someone asked me yesterday on Instagram, like, how do I keep my anxiety at bay? And I was like, well, for starters, we're all in this together. Like, Yeah. No one knows what they're doing. If it makes you feel any better, all of us have never done this before.
Right.
Sometimes when I feel the most anxious is when I feel like I don't know what everybody else knows.
Yeah.
And so at least we all know that we don't know. And
yeah, that's right.
And then I told her, I was like, you need to pray because Jesus is the Prince of Peace and there's power in that. And also just do
and
today.
MC Hammer told us to.
That's right. We got to pray just to make it today is what he said.
Exactly.
And he's not wrong. He never is, but he was not wrong on that. And then I just told her, I was like, you've got to do today. Don't think about the next 2 weeks or the next 10 days. Like, just do Sunday. And then this was yesterday. And then tomorrow, we're just doing Monday today. So
right,
I'm just doing Monday today.
Yeah, because I know in my head, and we also have to turn the corner to a little bit of social media reaction from yesterday. But yeah, I know that in my head, my expectation is that we're doing this for 2 weeks. And But I also know about myself that if we get to 13 and a half days and it's still going to be another week, I'm going to have to really struggle. So I'm aware that this is just going to be a daily process of, you know, just massive expectation, anxiety, life management that none of us have had to do. It's just a different thing. We have been in a privileged place where we have never felt unsafe going outside, really, most of us.
Yeah, that's right.
And so part of this is an opportunity to empathize with a lot of the world that feels safe all the time. And that's in our best moments. And then part of it is just handling the fact that it is just weird. It is just weird, and we're going to feel weird, and there's no resolving it.
And that's okay.
It is okay. I would like to say you mentioned on Instagram, somebody asked you how you're like handling anxiety. You and I have very different social media because all my social media is ways that people wipe their bum.
Oh, yeah. No, I got a lot of that on Twitter.
I opened up a whole different thing that I was.
Yeah.
Or we did rather.
What are some things? What are some of the options? So just for anybody just jumped in today, you and I are doing a quarantine podcast every morning. The hashtag is TSF quarantine. And yesterday we talked through the power of toilet paper.
Yeah.
And what to do in your house if you run out, because people are acting like that's impossible to use anything else.
Impossible.
And then people gave us some of their thoughts. So what were some of the ones that jumped out at you?
Well, April Jones gave us a lovely, tidy little list. Walgreens receipts, newspaper, Walgreens receipts. That's a twofer. I don't want to get too gross.
But I'm saying
you could split that thing in
half.
They're
long. Yeah, that's right.
This is the last time I ever want to talk about this with you, just to be very clear.
Okay.
Newspaper or grocery store ads, great one. Dryer lint. I don't think it has the consistency you need. I think it's a little too, I think it'll break apart, but desperate times call for desperate measures.
Yeah, you're going to have to just see how that, I would just not throw it away would be where I am on that.
No, you're going to want to, you want to hoard it all. If we get to that point.
Yes, hoard. This is the season to hoard, if you've ever wanted to hoard paper product. I also thought the ones about coffee filters was helpful.
Oh, yes. Of course, I'm too bougie. I don't use coffee filters, but.
I don't drink coffee, so I don't even have them at all in my house.
You don't drink coffee.
No, well, this is what I wake up like. I've been awake and taken a shower and been a person for a bit, but. I wake up with enough energy to get my day.
I told myself that I've only been to your office and studio one time when we got to record the end of the year shows last year.
Yeah.
And it was so great. But I told myself that the next time I come, I am bringing with me for your office a way to make coffee. I'm going to bring a French press grinder.
We got a Keurig. Sorry.
Good enough. That's fine.
Yeah.
Good enough.
We had enough people coming through that drink that stuff that it was like, well, it's time.
Yeah, you're like, you're of course being so hospitable, and I asked the one thing you didn't have, and it was like, how am I going to do 3 hours of podcasting without a little shot? There was a lot of chat about corn cobs.
I saw that too. How?
Yeah, and I don't want to talk about how, but that's...
I don't want to talk about how.
That seems we know
horrible. How. Carolyn told us that. And it's her first tweet ever, which I felt very honored that she tweeted to tell us that.
I would also encourage her, make that your last tweet, not because you did anything wrong, but like end like Seinfeld. If that's all you
contribute to it, drop the mic. That's right.
It's what Twitter deserves is all that's you've
right.
added.
That's right.
Also, Joel Watts, old friend. We've known Joel for a long time.
Yes.
Korean barbecue. chips.
Yeah, I thought that is gross. That's what I thought. I thought. No,
yeah.
Yeah.
But can't. Unfortunately, they're on shelves where everything else is gone. So I don't know if they're actually terrible or if it's like a sleeper cell. You know what I mean?
And did Milk and Ruffles not have any Korean barbecue in his cart?
No, I looked yesterday for Korean barbecue chips because I thought, you know what?
Yeah.
In these desperate times, Daddy deserves some Korean barbecue chips.
Yeah.
But no, they don't have.
No.
Canadian chips, much better. I've learned this through years of talking about this on other podcasts.
Yeah.
Do you know there's ketchup chips in?
Yeah, I've had them. They're great.
Yeah, they're great. We're not even considering that as an option in America.
No, I don't know why. And actually, some of my favorite ones when I lived in Scotland were prawn chips, so shrimp flavored.
Oh,
they're great.
I can't fathom that being good, but I trust that it is.
Yeah, no, it's very, well, they're salty. I can't describe it. It tastes like a shrimp. Yeah, I guess just the best way I can describe it is it tastes like a shrimp.
Also, sorry.
I need you to know what I'm seeing outside my window. You know how every day outside of your window,
yes.
Eve and Lucy and Brie hold a sign that says they're not afraid of coronavirus or something and they dance around. What is it?
Right. Yeah. It was something to that effect. It was something gently loving and mocking you.
Yeah. And what I'm seeing out my window is my downstairs neighbors are taking loads to their car very quickly back and forth. Is there something we don't know?
Oh my
God. Do we need to check the news? I'm just watching them. It's still in their pajamas, just load their car. I'm like, okay.
Oh, are they
and maybe
really?
Because I was doing jumping jacks yesterday.
Hold on. Maybe they've heard your podcast and they know that there's somebody upstairs who's quarantined and you know your air vents all work together somehow.
Uh-huh. Oh, one of my neighbors arrived yesterday while I had a visitor and he kind of looked at me funny. I was like, well, I'm quarantined like by the government. And he was like, really? And I was like, yep. But it's that not the couple I see speedily adding things to their vehicle.
I am shocked with how people have like been nonchalant in some ways about it. Like I had friends that were at a theme park yesterday.
Oh, I saw pictures of people at Disney and I was like, you're the reason I have to live in my house and I'm angry.
I know.
It's you guys being irresponsible that are going to get more people sick, which means in 4 weeks when we're all still in our houses, I'm going to be mad at every person I saw in that Disney picture.
I know. I wish I knew it was right because if we could have gone out this weekend and gotten the kids out to a bounce park or something like that,
yeah.
That would have, or some sort of, but I don't know. I'm still amazed. No, I just checked the news, but there's nothing big that we're
okay, great. Yeah. Can you imagine if we were recording right in the smack middle of some massive announcement and just we're like blah 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 corn cobs in your toilet.
good self edit, because that's not what you were about to say. you were I could hear your lips forming the B and you pulled back. Oh my gosh.
Well, we're just trying to keep it real easy for Chad. So
real easy. Yeah. Sweet Chad.
Producer, editor extraordinaire.
Right. Who we text at the end of this and be like, nope, no edits. But I'm being aware that I'm like, oh boy, I got a really no edit.
Yeah. That's right.
Another thing that's interesting about this is all of the other news that's happening that is just it's just getting obliterated. Like the Democratic national debates last night.
The debate last night.
Everybody's
did
like,
did you watch it? Do you watch those?
I typically do. Yeah, I stay pretty into that stuff. I did not watch last night's because honestly, I think we wanted to watch Parks and Rec, and that was what we did. But yeah, typically I watch them. Do you?
I don't like people interrupting each other unless they're laughing. Sevens love to interrupt when we're excited about something, but I find interrupting out of anger.
Yeah, because what I was saying
very disturbing.
I just interrupted to be funny. Sorry.
I like it. I like it like that. Yeah. So no, I don't. I will watch them, particularly when it gets to the presidential debates. I really will watch because I want to hear their policies and what matters to them. And
yeah.
But right when when there's 10, I know there's only two now, but when there's 10 Democratic candidates, I'm like, nah, I'm not here for this.
Yeah.
I'll just take that quiz on Washington Post to see who I'm closest to agreeing with.
I did. I took that quiz and all my people are gone. I have nobody left to vote for. Like,
same. I'm exactly the same.
Oh, well.
we'll still be in our houses in November. So who cares? Just kidding. We can't turn that corner on this show. We need to be better than that.
No. But it is weird though. Like Florida primary is tomorrow. We're all supposed to be voting. There's no.
Oh.
I mean, if you got an absentee ballot, that's great, but there people aren't going to go to the polls. It's just strange.
Speaking of checking things off of the boxes, mm-hmm. I made beef bourguignon last night. Eddie, I did it.
Tell me, one, how did it taste?
It's delicious. I've never had it before, I don't think. I've never tasted what I tasted. So either I did it wrong or I've never had it before. But it was great. It was like a vote for myself, if you will. I voted for myself yesterday.
And you just, how was the process of just that whole thing? Was it good for?
It's. Have you made it before?
I've never
it's
even had
so
it.
So many steps. So it's an incredible amount of steps.
Like probably would have been as happy with Salisbury steak.
Serious. I mean, it starts out with like, set out the cubes of meat, dry them, salt and pepper them on both sides,
yeah.
Leave them for 30 minutes. I was like, listen, I cannot with this, but what else do I got to do?
Right.
So, and it'll last me for 2 more days, which is great.
How did it feel to check it off the list?
Listen, that quarantine bucket list is getting a real slap around. I'm handling it.
Yeah.
How
long do you think it'll last you?
This is probably going to last me 10 days because there's things like write 10,000 words on the novel I'm working on that will take me the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be, but today's goal is to clean out the closet shelves. That's going to be my Monday evening activity.
Yeah.
I've got these four, it's only four shelves. I've got these four shelves that have just they've lost their way, if you will.
Yeah.
They've really lost their way.
Yeah. And you've got, I mean, AFD Inc. is still up and running. So you've got like your folks are going to be.
We have a staff meeting in an hour. Yeah.
You're doing the whole thing. Yeah. You had a show. What show did you have launched today? You had
Katie Pessless. Yeah. Regular podcast. Katie Pessless. She is a Karen Carpenter tribute singer.
What on earth?
And she sounds exactly like Karen Carpenter. Obviously, that's what you do if you're a tribute singer. But. That's her gig right now. Karen Carpenter covers and does live events singing Karen Carpenter songs.
What's the Karen Carpenter? What's the big Karen Carpenter song?
We've Only Just Begun.
Oh.
Or Merry Christmas, Darling.
Oh, now this is interesting. So she's on. That's who's on the show. So AFD Inc. is like you got work to do.
Who's on New Activist today? Y'all release on Mondays?
We do release on Mondays. Yeah. Every other Monday. Someday we'll get to two a week, but right now we're every other Monday. Yeah,
take your time. It's a thing.
It's Sarah and Beth from Pantsuit Politics. Because
oh my gosh, that we just met. I met technically voice to voice yesterday on Twitter.
They're incredible. Yeah. So it's funny. I had planned this show in the midst of the debate because we have this great conversation about like they're on opposite sides politically. And they have really modeled for us like how to have good conversations and disagree, but to live in the nuance and to be honest with each other and also maintain this friendship and relationship. And that's a lot of what their podcast is about, is like them talking about issues and they don't agree. And then how does it work out? And so on the show today, we talk about like, how do we be activists in the midst of disagreeing? And it was a super helpful show. It felt wildly topical a week ago. Now it just feels like, who cares? Let's talk about Corona. But I still hope folks are listening. But yeah, I'm the same way today. Like it's like it is business as usual at IJM.
Yeah, that's right.
So it's an interesting, like I feel myself getting worked up, but at the same time, I'm like, well, everybody's home. And also I should clean the gutters outside. So maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. I thought that was, I thought, because part of me is like, I mean, I have a lot of things on my quarantine bucket list, but also I do have 5 days of work or 4 days of work because I have a Sabbath this week. But, you know, I have 4 full days of work.
Yeah, I do hope it helps, though. My hope is that today doesn't feel that today feels like I want to be in go mode.
Yeah.
I hope I hope that for you, too, that you're sort of like, I want you to feel like, I wish there was a little less going on.
Yes, me too. I want to feel that.
I want to feel that.
Okay, what's the challenge?
What is the challenge today? I mean, I feel
like I'm really enjoying the feedback. We should think of what we want people to tell us too.
So the challenge, I think, is for you and I. Like I want to. For me, I don't have a bucket list of things to do. We had a list of things to do over the weekend, but I do kind of want to figure out like what my week is going to look like. So for me, I'm trying to think of like, what are the extra things on top of working and living that will bring joy to the week?
Great.
So you know, how am I going to hang out with friends? Right. Xbox Live is actually a really good, I know it's silly, but like we can all get on and play video games.
I am sorry, I don't own a video. Yeah. So three of my friends live together, a married couple and another dude.
Yeah.
And yesterday they were like, play a game with us. And I don't have a game console.
I know. If you decide to go down that road, though, I have strong advice for your game consoling. But I also
can
feel
we talk
like
about that tomorrow?
We can talk about game consoling tomorrow.
Let's talk about game consoles tomorrow.
Yeah.
And if anybody has opinions, go ahead and drop them in the TSF quarantine and we'll talk about tomorrow.
What system and what game should Annie be playing? And really, what should I be playing? Because I need a new game. I need a new, really, really good game.
Okay.
So that's what's your goal?
My challenge for today, I did not do an outside walk yesterday because it ran. So my challenge for today is actually walking outside.
Yeah. And
I need to really do that.
What are you allowed to do?
Just lap my neighborhood. I'm allowed to walk around my neighborhood, but I still have to stay like 10 feet or 6 feet away from any other person. So when I walked the day before yesterday, when people were getting out of their cars, I just stopped and let them get out of their car. And I wouldn't like, scarlet letter, don't come close, you know?
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me.
I've been exposed.
I just stopped and let them go in their house and then I kept going.
Oh, Annie. So. Well, I appreciate how thoughtful you're being about it, but I think getting out of the house it's 9 o'clock in the morning when we're recording this. I'm leaving my house immediately just to go on a bike ride because I can't handle it. So I think, hey, a side note, day three of doing this, I'm enjoying this a great deal.
Oh, me too. Thank you. I thank you for agreeing to do it. It is a very good start to my day.
I like it too. And I like that we don't have to record stuff that's evergreen. Like we can just talk about today, talk about what's going on, and then it just disappears. Every time I podcast, I'm like, okay, this is going to be heard in 4 months. Make sure that it's still topical.
Tomorrow it'll be the bottom of the bird feeder.
Bottom of the bird feeder.
The bird cage.
Okay. Because I was lost and I'm like, what?
Bottom of the bird cage.
Madam, you have lost me in that metaphor. Okay. So we'll do our challenges today. I'm going to actually make my bucket list. I will share some of the things tomorrow.
We're going to talk game consoles tomorrow.
Oh, yes, we are. I'm strong opinions
amongst
on
other
this.
Things.
No, God knows what's
going on. I have a complaint for tomorrow as well. So that'll be good.
Is it against me? I get anxiety about that.
Nope.
it's just against the world.
I would too. Man, when people text me and say, hey, can we get on the phone? My first thing I text back is, am I in trouble?
My boss at work, who I think is a fantastic person, we have such a good relationship. Every time she texts and is like, hey, can we do 10 minutes? I'm like, this is it. How do I feed the family? And I know objectively I'm doing great at my job and I am in high esteem by her and she is very honest, but it is like the worst kind of anxiety. Yeah. I don't know why.
Whatever. I hear you.
I'm a big baby.
You.
Okay, so we did it.
Nope, you aren't. all right, everyone, go wash your hands and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye, buddies.